Okay, let's pick up from Lamin Alpha Beis. We're about seven lines down. First word online is Hashta. We're by Itmar. Itmar, Mipnei Ma'asru Shecher Shal Ovet Kochavim. So the Amoraim were discussing this question of for what reason did they prohibit the beer of Goyim? What's the problem with that? So Rami Bar Chama Amar Yitzchak. Rami Bar Chama said, Mishum Chasnos, the concern of marriage, of intermarriage. And what Rashi explains is that they didn't want the Jews to be frequenting by the Goyim, to have parties together, to have, you know, to dine together so much, and while they of course would be dining together, they would be checking out each other's daughters. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Giloy, and so Rav Nachman said the issue is because of Giloy, because of leaving it out, uncovered. So says the Gemara, wait a second, a Giloy Demai, for the Giloy of what? What's being left out exposed? Either Megillah de Naziyasa, if you're going to tell me that it's because of the beer getting exposed when it's in the Naziyasa. The Naziyasa was this vat. That was the vat that they used for brewing the beer. So, and apparently they would leave the beer uncovered in that. So, Ananami Maglinon, what do you mean? But we also leave that out in the open. So it can't just be a problem if it's beer of Gaim, if that's the issue. The Ela de Chavisa. So rather, it must be because that the Chavis, the barrel, that the beer is put into, that's what's left out open. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but if that's the case, we also leave that out open. So says the Gemara, what Rav Nachman is talking about, Rav Nachman says that the issue of beer is an issue of giloy, that's in a place where they are matzlu maya, they cause water, from like tzlulin, right? That they cause the water to become clear. Meaning to say what they would do is, apparently part of the process for making the beer, they needed good, clean, fresh water, and they would leave water out for, you know, to just sit so that they could let all the impurities of the water settle to the bottom. Okay, so either way, when they're doing that, so they're leaving the water out exposed, and that's the issue. That's the Gilo issue over here for beer. So says the Gemara, Elam Yaakov, wait a second, if that's the case, Yashan Tishteri, if you have old beer, that should also become, that should also be permitted. Da'amar Rav or Damar Chanina, Yashan Mutter, in Manichol Liyashin. If it's old, it's permitted. It doesn't allow it to become old. Hichmitz, if it vinegarized, Mutter is permitted. In Manichol Liyashin, because it doesn't allow it to become vinegarized. In other words, like this. What we're asking is right now, is that, wait a second, if what you're telling me now is that the concern is Giloy. Well, what's the issue with Gila? Remember, the issue with Gila is that if a snake might go over to it and drink it, and when it's drinking from this water, it's going to inject a venom into it and make it fatal. So the issue with that is then what we should say is that if we have old beer that you're obtaining from a guy, then that should be fine. Why? Because we know that Rav Chanina taught us that when you have old beer, there's no issue. Why? There's no issue of snake venom. Because if there in fact were snake venom in it, it wouldn't allow the beer to age. And similarly, if it has vinegarized, then you also know that it wouldn't have I should say that when we're talking about beer, we're referring to the Yashin is referring to, you know, the beer. Hichmitz is when you have fresh wine that's straight out of the vat, and now you're letting it, or I should say it's in the vat already, and you're letting it just sit there, and ferment. So if it does in fact ferment and become vinegar, so then that's going to be permitted. There's no issue of gila because why? Because if there actually were venom in it, the venom would not allow the wine to vinegarize. So that's the question. If you're talking about the whole issue with the shecher of gayim is that there's an issue of gila and there's concern that there's snake venom in it, okay, good. So there's a litmus test to determine if there's actually snake venom in it. If the beer has aged, then it can't be that there is snake venom in it. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the answer is. Gezeira yashan atu chadash. There's a gezeira that they made on all beers, even when they're old, because out of concern for new beers. In other words, we don't want you drinking old beer because you might come to drink new beers. Okay, so says the Gemara. Rav Papa, when it came to Rav Papa, mafikin lei le'abava dechanusa v'shasi. Mafikin lei, they would take out for him le'abava dechanusa to the gate of the store v'shasi, and he would drink. In other words, when he was buying beer or obtaining beer somehow from a guy, they would bring it out. If he wanted to drink it, he wouldn't drink it in the store. He'd have them bring it out for him, and he would drink it only outside the entrance of the store. Rav Achai, mai sulei lebeisi. They would actually bring it to his house for shasin. That's where he would drink it. So says the Gemara, v'tarvai mishum chasnas. Both of them, clearly Rav Papa and Rav Achai, have no problem drinking beer that's from a guy, right? So obviously it can't be that they hold that the issue for beer from a guy is an issue of giloi, because then they wouldn't be able to drink it. So it must be that the only thing that they're concerned about is chasnas, the issue of intermarriage. So as long as they're not, you know, with the guy or in the guy or on the guy's premises, so then there's no problem. So the Bach adds in over Miu, however, Rav Achai, Aver Harchaka Yisiras. Rav Achai made an extra harchak, he made an extra distance, he was extra careful, and so therefore he made sure only to drink the beer, not just outside of the store, but in his house. As opposed to Rav Abba, he was less machmer about it, and he would drink it as long as it was outside of the store of the guy. Okay, Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, Ikla Lemargavan. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna went to Margavan. Now, Margavan apparently was where there were Jews who were not very careful, about yayin and yayin nesa, the yayin that had been obtained from Gayim. So it says the Gemara, Aisulei Chamra, they brought him wine, Flo Ishni, he didn't drink it. Aisulei Shechra, then they brought him beer, Flo Ishni, and he wouldn't drink it. So it says the Gemara, wait a second, Bishlama, it's all good, I can understand, it makes sense. Chamra, I can understand why he didn't want to drink the wine. Mishum Shimsa, because there is suspicion, there's concern that wine is Yain Nesach. But Shechra, but for beer, Mishumai, what's the issue over here? Why is he concerned? Why doesn't he want to drink the beer? So it says the Gemara, Mishum Shimsa de Shimsa, because of a suspicion for a suspicion. In other words, the way the Rashi explains it is that he was basically invoking a gezeira that he didn't want to drink the beer because of the concern of coming to drink the wine. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said, "Hai shichra de arma'a." This beer of the arma'a, shari is permitted. V'chia bariba, my son chia lo nishti mineh. He should not drink from it. So says the Gemara, Panamshach, wait a second. Regardless of which way you cut, it doesn't make any sense. E shari l'kuli alma shari. If you're telling me that it's permitted, then for everybody it should be permitted. E aser, and if you're telling me it's prohibited, l'kuli alma aser, then for everybody it should be aser. So what do you mean, Rav, that the beer that I get hold of from the Arameans, from the Gayim, that's permitted, but my son shouldn't drink it? I don't get it. If it's aser, then it's aser. If it's mutter, then it's mutter. So Ella, so rather says the Gemara, Rav Savar, Rav thought Mishum Giluya. He held that the issue with beer obtained from Gaim is not the issue of Chasnos, it's the issue of Giloy. It's the issue of it being left out at some stage, that the water was left out, and there's an issue of snake venom, the concern for snake venom. So now, V'azil Merura de Kishusa, and so the bitterness of the Kishusa, that's from like Kishus, which is haps. So the bitterness of the hops in it, so that goes the kalile zihare, and kalile, like we had before, kalile is like a lashon of burning. It burns up the venom. It's venom, the snake venom that might be injected into that beer. Utalaki, but for someone who is lucky, who is smitten, who is ill, malkile tve, it'll hurt him even more. The chia bariba, my son, and my son chia, ho v'lucky, since he is smitten, since he is ill, lo nishni mineh, he should not drink from it. And that's what he's saying. In other words, Rav is saying that the Rav apparently holds, not like what we said before, the previous opinions, we said for the opinion of Rav Papa and Rav Achai, is that they were concerned for chasnos. And for Rav apparently he felt that the issue was giloy, and since the whole issue of giloy is that there's concern for snake venom, so he felt that the bitterness of the hops could actually can burn up the venom that's inside of that beer, whatever venom there might be, and therefore there's no that wouldn't hurt a person as long as they were healthy. If they were a sick person, if they were ill, so then if he would drink this, it could actually make the illness worse, and that's why he thought that his son Chia should not drink this beer. Okay, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, "Kol ha-shratzim yesh len eres." Shmuel said that all shratzim, all these creepy crawlers, have venom, and apparently he's referring to specific ones. Shal nachash meimis. Well, the eres, the venom of a nachash, that can kill. That's deadly. Shel shratzim, but the venom of shratzim, eno memes, does not kill. It is not fatal. Armele Shmuel l'chia bar Rav. Shmuel said to Chia bar Rav, bar Aryeh, son of the Aryeh from a lashon, not necessarily a lion, but it's from a lashon of like lahoros or Torah. In other words, the son of this great master of Torah, meaning you, the son of Rav, ta come the emalach, and I'll tell you milsa mal yasa dava amar Rav avucha. I'll tell you something amazing that your father Rav said. Hachi amar avucha. This is what he said. And some take these words out. Hani aramai. These are Aramaeans. These gaim zukani, who are zukani, like a lashon of inflamed, of bloated. That they, these gaim who are all bloated, davu shasi galuya, that they drink waters or things that have been left out, exposed, and they don't die. So that's the question. I don't get it. How does it make any sense that these guy, we saw these guy him drinking these things that have been left out and open, and they're not dying? So I thought that there's snake venom in it. If there's snake venom, then why aren't they dying? The answer is, I did the achli shkatzim vermatzim, since they eat shkatzim vermatzim, because these guy eat all kinds of insects and creepy crawlers, chavil gufai, their bodies are heated up, and therefore their bodies have they apparently the shkatzim vermatzim enable their bodies to be able to destroy the venom that they might be eating, that they might be consuming in the waters that are exposed. Okay, Amar Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Hai chala de shichur." This chala we've had before is vinegar. This vinegar of beer, in other words, beer vinegar, de arama or de aramai of the gaim aser, is prohibited. Why? What's the issue with having beer? Vinegar made from beer. De ma'arvi be dordaya, because they mix into it dordaya de yanezach. They mix in the dordaya, which are Rashi explains these are shmar. These are the sediments of Yain Nezach, and that's the issue. Amar Rav Ashi said, Umei Otzer Shari. However, if it's coming out of the storage, then it's permitted. Why? Kivan de Ma'arvi Bey, Misra Shari. Because if they would mix in these sediments into that beer, it would go bad. It would become spoiled. And in other words, because they have it in the Otzer, they don't want to mix in these sediments, because apparently the sediments would cause the beer to go bad. And so that's why you can rest assured, as long as it's coming out of the Otzer, there's no issue that they have mixed in this the sediments. Okay, so just to summarize briefly, what do we do over here? For starters, we discussed this machlokas amarayim, that what's the reasoning for the iser of sheicher? So one position is because of chasnos. The second was because of giloy. We explained that the giloy that we're talking about has to be the giloy of the water that they would allow to become clear, good, fresh water by allowing the impurities in the water to settle to the bottom. And of course, they would be leaving out that water for a while, and that's an issue of giloy. So the question is then, but I thought we said that we know from Rav Chanina that if you have old beer, there's no concern that there's snake venom in it, because there's no way that it could have aged if it had snake venom in it. Snake venom prevents aging. So why is it then that we would have a problem with buying beer that's old beer, aged beer, from Gaim? So the Gemara says, you're right, Be'etzem, you should be allowed to have it, but we're concerned, we don't want you having old beer because of new beer, you might come to drink new beer. Then we had different shitas in the Amoraim for which school of thought they subscribed to. We had Rav Papa and Rav Achai, who they would just make sure not to have beer in the shop. Rav Papa, they would have the beer be brought out of the shop, and Rav Achai had it brought to his house. But the point is that they apparently felt that there's no issue with drinking the beer, the issue with drinking the beer on premises. And so as long as they're off premises, there's no issue, which means that they are subscribing to the school of thought of chasnas. We had Shmuel Bar Bisna. He goes to Margavan, and they bring him wine. He doesn't drink it. They bring him beer, and he doesn't drink it. And they said, "What's Pshat? I can understand the wine you don't want to drink, because there's concern for Yain Nesach. So then I can understand. But for the beer, what's the issue?" And they said, "No, that's only because of out of concern for the wine." So then we have Rav, and Rav apparently subscribed to the school of thought of Giloy, and so he said that if you have the beer of Aramaeans, that's fine. But for Chia, his son, he said that his son Chia shouldn't drink beer. So the question is, what's Pshat? How can you split a Psak like that? And the answer was because Rav held that the issue was Giloy, and because there were hops mixed in, that could burn up the venom and get rid of it. But for someone who's ill, that doesn't help, and they can actually get worse. The beer can hurt them, can have adverse effects on them. Then we had Shmuel, who talked about the three kinds of eris, the three kinds of venom, the snake venom. He talked about that all shratzim have venom. Snake venom is deadly. Shratzim venom is not deadly. And then we had Shmuel telling Chia by Rav, a shtickel Torah from his father, from Rav, that he said that what's pshat that all these guys, they're drinking things that are galoy, that are left out open, and they're not dying. What happened to the snake venom? And the answer is because these guys, they each got some remasim that somehow makes their bodies able to fight off this venom. Then we have the final point from Rabbi Yosef, and that was that we have vinegar made from beer. So if it's vinegar made from beer of a guy, that's going to be usher because they apparently mixed in sediments of yain nesech. Rav Ashi said, but if it's coming out of storage, so then there's no issue because they're not going to mix in sediments into vinegar made from beer, because that causes the vinegar to go bad. Okay.